Well, I'm grateful to be with you these few minutes. I just finished preaching here for Emmanuel Fellowship Church on God's cutting a covenant with Abraham in Genesis 15. This morning, I preached for my own church on Lord's Day 36 of the Heidelberg Catechism on the third commandment. And I did something a bit different. I think I'd like to bring that to you a few minutes. I spoke on the text 1 Corinthians 10:10. Neither murmur as some also murmured in Israel and were destroyed of the destroyer. This is in the context of Paul warning the Corinthians not to treat God, not to take his name in vain, by treating him the way Israel treated him in the Old Testament. And you know all the times God tested Israel in the wilderness, and they failed every test, and they just kept murmuring, or today we would say grumbling and complaining. So what I did this morning in my own church is I talked about the grievous sin of grumbling and complaining against God. And I got the idea, actually, from the Westminster Larger Confession, question 113, that mentions among a list of a whole bunch of sins against the third commandment, dissatisfaction or murmuring against the providence of God is a sin that blasphemes God's name. And you see, when we think of the third commandment, you think of things like outright cursing or blasphemy or perjury or whatever. But this is one of what Jerry Bridges would call this one of the respectable sins that allows free reign even in the church of Jesus Christ, where people just complain about the church, complain about their families, complain about their friends, complain about, they deserve something better. And what I tried to say this morning, I want to say to you too, is if we see what we deserve hell, we deserve death. If we understand that we're sinners that don't deserve the grace of God whatsoever, and then you compare that to the grace of God in Jesus Christ, we ought to never complain, never murmur, never grumble. My friend, you're always getting far, far better than you deserve. So am I. And so, when you complain about the weather, you're sinning against the third commandment. You're taking God's name in vain. He's in control of the weather. When you complain and grumble about some providential act, we're sinning against the third commandment. When I complain and murmur, and I do, unfortunately, I get frustrated when my computer breaks down, especially on a Saturday, and there's no one there to help me, and I need to preach the next day, I'm sinning against the third commandment. You see, because if I really believe that all things work together for good, and that every detail of my life is in the plan of God, I ought never to murmur or complain. I ought to really believe that all things work together for good to them that love God. That's when I'm honoring God and glorifying Him and not taking His name in vain. So here's the takeaway. Don't complain and murmur and grumble. It's a sin against God. And the answer for this all, of course, is Jesus. He never complained once in Gethsemane, in Gabbatha, on Golgotha. In fact, first thing he said on Golgotha was, "Father, forgive those who put me here, for they know not what they do." He was always willing, ready to do his Father's will. Ask God to make you more like Jesus. And Jesus did all that in order to forgive all of our sins against the third commandment, so that we could have our complaining, murmuring, and grumbling wiped away by His blood and begin to serve God with contentment, with joy, and with gratitude. That's what I wish for you. Next time you're about ready to complain, say, no, no, I'm not going to go that way. Lord, forgive me. Help me to be filled with gratitude, to know the joy of thy salvation, which is overwhelming, and to be just thankful. Thankful I'm alive. Thankful I have Christ. Thankful I'm on my way to glory. Thankful I've got the best friends in the world, the people of God. Thankful I've got a Savior who will keep me. Thankful I'm on the way, on my way to a world of love in the glory of glories. If I'm a believer, these things are all true. You have no reason to complain. God is better to you in your worst times than you are to him in your best times. So stop your complaining. Stop your grumbling. Stop your murmuring. And look to Jesus. God bless you.